from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I owe Curry nothing.
He deserved it.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Dibs and Grandy in the house. It is the crossover. Willard taking some well-deserved time off.
Yeah, much earned.
Yeah, very much so. Let me just off.
I'll be back on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wow.
Good to know. Go ahead, Grandy.
What?
I'll give you the floor for the next 5 minutes. Tell us how great Curry is.
4 hours.
5 minutes. Go ahead.
You don't need me to tell you that. You know it. You watch Saturday.
He didn't watch Saturday.
I saw the highlights.
He heard about it. Exactly.
4 threes in the last 248.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know. Not
no.
a couple turnovers.
No, no. what you need to know is that thing was a dogfight. And the whole idea about, like, the 92 team or this team, and I love that conversation, but you know how many Olympians the 92 team faced other than themselves?
I'd say three.
One.
Sabonis?
One.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh.
But one.
That's it, huh?
No, maybe Sabonis. No, Sabonis had to be retired by then.
I don't think he was on that team.
This year's Olympians, they faced, I think, 71 other NBA players. Canada had 11, and France had 8, and Serbia had 6.
When it pops,
South Sudan had 5.
Yeah,
he could be the next guy. This random Wimby to score 100 points. I thought it would be Giannis, but he ain't. Wimby, like, I'm telling you, that dude is a phenom, and it's incredible what he can do on the hardwood. But I'm gonna say this here, and I'm gonna pass the mic. What Steph did against Serbia superseded what he did against France. And you're right. Stoudy was like, oh, they had the lead. They were in front. But it was he had the pressure of choke city for all those guys and some of their, legacies. So that made it special. But what he did against Serbia, them being down to where you really could, oh, boy, this is about to happen.
See, I disagree.
17 to 27 in the last two games.
But what happened against Serbia was a team effort. LeBron had back-to-back reverse layups to the cup.
KD hit a couple.
KD hit a couple.
So this was just Steph.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, on Saturday, that was the Steph show. So they had cut it to three, and it was like, oh, no.
Got checked
out. The crowd's in it.
The ball got hot potato too, to me for USA.
They're chanting Allez la Blue, which is, you know, go blue, which is their country, their color. And so it was nervous time, and he hit the first one, and he did the quiet
look
down.
At him.
He did the quiet down. And then the second one was like, oh, okay, they might win it. The third one was like, oh, yeah.
Was that the double team, the third one?
And the fourth one was absolutely ridiculous.
Stupid.
Yeah. Stupid.
Over two NBA defenders. Fournier and Batum, NBA guys.
Well, one.
I knew that was
one.
Well, Batum. I mean, I can't
I don't
believe
care.
How old is Batum? 49?
He still got a job, dude.
Dude, and bleeding and just the whole deal. But It was fun. Yeah. Great game, and France was up to the test. And, you know, when Steph got the ball and Steph took over, that's why, yeah, Serbia was more of a team effort. Steph had a couple of big ones, but that was Steph, LeBron, and KD.
Man.
Saturday was just Steph.
Steph was also the only reason against Serbia they were in even close in the fourth quarter. He had 36 in that game. It wasn't for him in the first half. I mean, he scored, what, 15 of Team USA's first 16 points in the semi? If it wasn't for him, they might have been down by 25 against Serbia. Mm.
And I told Stani, I didn't need the Olympic run from Curry to think that the Warriors need to be all in because he was that great. Did he end it great? No. He tired, but he was carrying the team on the back. With that said, and I watched the game again, watching him and Kevin Durant and their relationship, I just can't stop thinking about what if he didn't leave? Where would we be right now? And how many more rings would they have? They are just, you and I on the mic, perfect for each other.
Me and you, or you and him?
Okay. Who's Steph?
To make him uncomfortable.
Who's Steph and who's KD?
I'll be Kevin Durant. Well, I have a brush, so
I'll let you be the one.
But the bottom line, am I the only one that thought about, what if he didn't leave? They like each other, man. No,
and I thought about, how do we get him back? That's what I thought about.
Detail!
You know, well, you trade Wiggins and Looney and Moody and GP2 and about 17 picks, and you get him back. And you know what? F them picks, Steiny. Because, 2026 might be a good draft. Forget that.
Wow.
Forget the picks.
Let me tell you what you should forget.
Forget the picks.
Forget that Curry can do that in an NBA game. It's the Olympics. France had 7 Scribinis in there. Curry gets to play with 5 of the greatest players of all time. About time he made a shot.
2022 finals closeout in Boston, bud.
Well, here we go.
That was NBA
players. That's now 2.5 years ago.
Randy, get your guy.
Dude, 2023, Sacramento, he hung 50 on him.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hello? First round.
NBA players, game 7, on the road, 50 burger.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player.
Yeah, good little player.
Nice player. I like the player.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, he's all right.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
Yeah. Evan screamed at me this morning. I come in.
Evan Giddings?
All I said was I'm excited about who's going to win the backup quarterback competition for the Niners. And he screamed at me, but who do you have? Who's the leader?
Oh, my God.
Who's the front runner? I'm serious. Evan knows I love him. But, hey, he goes, he yelled at me in Evan's way. But I'm asking you, Dobbs or Allen?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
You want to come get your guy?
Can you believe this guy?
I simply responded, who cares?
Right.
And you know what? Niners care.
Here's the part that really
bothers me.
Here's the part that really bothers me.
I can't believe
he doesn't even care.
He
doesn't even care
himself.
You needed
something to really like, and I'm watching both. The Dobbs had some success in the league last year, and then he fell on his face. Allen,
2 different teams.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to come at me with, Dibs, the base running. I'm concerned. What happened late in that game, Dibs?
Didn't I already do that? That was with Carter, but I'm all ADD kicking in.
Carter?
Yeah. He was in earlier, and we talked about the base runner because he was at the game.
On the air?
Yeah. No, no, before air, pre-air.
Yeah, yeah.
Answer my question about the backup, please.
Who cares, Goo? You have your starting quarterback. For the first time in years, you have no drama.
So when he goes down.
Oh, either one of them. It doesn't matter.
That's where you're at. Whoa, okay. I didn't know.
It's Allen. It's Allen.
Over Dobbs?
Yes. I think the Dobbs as a scheme fit is not the same as Brandon Allen.
Mm. Purdy goes down, you're not winning postseason games anyway.
We would have said that when Jimmy went down.
True, but we know a lot more about Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs than we knew about Brock Purdy.
I am shocked the pushback on Stoddy. Whoa.
I'm not.
It's Allen.
Okay.
I mean, let's see a little bit more, information when you go to New Orleans and you've got that big, joint practice. And
joint practice is canceled.
It's canceled. No healthy bodies. Not enough.
Okay. There you go.
Wow.
So many injuries and guys that aren't reporting to camp. They can't even field the team to run a scrimmage.
Yeah, they canceled joint practice this week.
What's a wow, though? I notice you say wow a lot. What just surprised you there?
That the backup quarterback is a fan's best friend.
That's not a wow. That's conventional wisdom.
But the pushback I'm getting on for even bringing it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
I feel like pushing back.
I'm done.
It's August 12th. I mean,
but two more games. That's
which
it.
Reminds me.
4 weeks till the opener.
Yeah. Which reminds me. It's August 12th. Can I tell you what I don't need on my thread? I don't need in-game updates from the Pirates and the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Braves and the Giants and the Diamondbacks. I don't need three in-game updates from seven National League teams within the span of 3 hours.
Yesterday, who are in town against the Rockies in the eighth. That's a problem.
Shout out Luke Jackson. Am I right, Luke?
Yeah, exactly.
Luke Jackson. Yeah, big series, though,
helping the Giants out, even when he's a Brave.
Yeah.
But the base running was lethargic. That was embarrassing yesterday.
Embarrassing. Yet, even through that, they won the series, and I won't say what is still there because I don't want Steiny to leave, but it's still there. It's still there.
And I thought about him all weekend. That's a lazy take. It's not a take.
Very
it's
lazy.
Reality.
It's fact.
A take is about one's performance.
You try to
The math.
That's fine.
It hurt me.
But the problem is you don't go any deeper than that. You can say the math works.
Oh.
But just go deeper.
No.
Try to go deeper.
You're talking about two different things. A take is a take. That's a factoid that the math is still there. That's not a take.
We call some of your takes an inch deep and a mile wide.
I'll give you a two.
That's a wild.
By the way, you know what? I'll get it done.
Are we doing What's Bugging Me?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Good, what do you think of this one? You can give me a number on this one. I thought it was pretty good. My buddy Dan Daly,
I saw him Friday.
He got an electric car.
Wait, where'd you see him? At the
he
ship?
Came to the ship.
He came to the ship?
He works
in the
city.
Not his
first time. He's a frequent.
Okay.
Well, he said, man, are these electric cars, are they really as quiet as they seem? And I said, as quiet as James Harden in a game 7.
Wow. I'll give you a two.
Because
I saw a Cadillac Lyric, their electric car coming in. It now, Grandy, Father Thunder, who cares, is my dream car. It's a beautiful.
What's it called?
Lyric. A Cadillac Lyric. Is there an electric car? Looks like the Batmobile, but it's beautiful.
I think they're running out of names for cars, clearly.
Lyric.
Yeah.
Freestyle machine.
That's reaching.
I actually talked to somebody, a caller, about medicine, because you have Ubrelvy and Ozempic and all these other made up words and
Shay Rizzy or whatever.
All that. They told us that it has to not resemble another medicine and it has to not resemble another word. So when you look at medicines, they come up with these crazy collection of consonants and mixing a vowel and the whole thing. And so with cars now, we're kind of at the same point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. The Cadillac next car is going to be Sky Rizzy. That'd be a good name for a car.
Already taken. Yeah.
But it's not a medicine, so.
Sky Rizzy is, actually.
What do you think about the big update on Brandon Ayuk?
What, the big update from Schefter that that the Niners are going to prioritize getting that deal done over Trent Williams? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, and also, Mark, that they don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Oh. Ooh, yeah, shocking.
That's breaking news.
It's a stunner.
That's why he did it.
They don't want to trade away their all-pro wide receiver. This became such a gigantic story when all of the national media last week were just saying that it was a done deal. We don't know exactly when or to whom, but the trade is going to happen. Why in the world would the Niners ever want to trade Brandon Ayuk? It made absolutely no sense to me.
I'm with you. I am with you.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a five.
It's not bad.
False start.
Zero.
That's a five. False start.
Bad. It's a zero because...
our attention, like.
But we've talked about it internally about not cheapening the breaking news sounder.
Oh, man.
And that's exactly what that was.
Yeah.
Evan, shame on you.
I appreciate it. That was
Evan.
A good one.
No, thank you.
My fault.
By the way, shame on you.
By the way, Evan, the killer song that we were talking about is Somebody Told Me. Get in the game.
My
boss
my
went
fault.
To outside lands
and so
did his 17-year-old daughter. You got to love our
to
mom.
See the Killers or who?
Yeah, Killers.
Well, that's fine.
But then he left. He didn't have a jacket. He went in short sleeves on a Friday night.
There's so much here. Timeout. First of all, our boss went to outside lands.
Get this.
Solo.
I love that.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
In the city.
Correct.
On Friday night.
Yes.
In short sleeves.
Yes.
No hood.
He did.
Not one of his classic, like,
Michigan pullovers.
No, he has that same hoodie that he wears every day. That blue and pink one.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even have that.
I guess not. Evan saw him.
Yeah. He did not.
Evan saw him.
He's
apparently
now
called
gone.
Evan and said, get me a beer.
No, he was having difficulty.
Because he said the lines were too long.
Evan hooked him up.
This guy.
You gotta love it.
First of all, if you are going to be a brand manager at this level, you get VIP. You
true.
Go in there and you have somebody give you a jacket and you get VIP. You get backstage.
Look at
you. You get the level of gravitas that is befitting somebody in his
But this
stage.
Lets you know he's a real one. He ain't looking for that. That's what I appreciate.
Right. You can not look for
Pass
it.
The grill
but...
coupon. That ain't him. That ain't our boss. I love it. That ain't him.
You got to know better, though, to not wear shorts when you go into an outside concert on a Friday night.
In San Francisco.
Right,
in the
oh,
summer.
It was cold.
Oh, freezing.
But the now I'm starting to be concerned because I also... So he goes to a concert by himself, and I also know from sources he went to an Oakland Ballers game.
Did that?
By himself.
I love him for it. I'm learning that.
We got a problem.
It's kind of a power move.
I think it's more of a pathetic move.
No, that means you got to wait and need a group to go. You're just bosses.
Exactly, Goo.
Yeah,
it
that's
means
what I love.
Nobody wants to go with him.
Wow. Get your boy.
Well,
when you get older, you appreciate your own company. You ain't got to, you just go do it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's where I'm at.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, apparently he, you know, if I'm going to go do me, I'm going to bring a jacket or a sweatshirt for sure. I've got hoodies all over the place. I'm not going to be cold somewhere where I'm going to outside lands or, as you called it, outsized lands.
That's just a little play on words I did there.
It was a mistake. But,
so what are you coming out with? Jeremiah, what are you hot on today? What are you guys hot on?
Steph. No, you just probably spent 4 hours, you know, trying to belittle his performance,
Donnie.
Oh, boy. Shots fired.
Did he do that? Did
That's
he do that, Goo?
Granny,
no,
all
he's
I know
been in a good...
is I wasn't the last person referred to as negative around here. That was you.
That's a good one.
That's as it comes to the Giants, not with the Warriors.
No, you know what, the one thing, and I don't know how you compare it, but I do think... When we talk about pressure and clutch,
man.
What Curry did the last two games, there was a lot of pressure.
Well, it's pretty clear that it meant a ton to him.
For sure.
To everyone
entirely.
Else, too, though.
Yeah,
they were all going to get hit. Kerr, all of them, bro.
But they've got ring. They've already got some medals.
Mm.
So he needed it, and he did it. And I think you're down 15 to Serbia. That's pressure. You better come through, otherwise you're right, Goo. You're gonna hear it for a long time, and he came through.
I want to give him a compliment. So he goes, Goo, who's the best rebounder ever? And I said, Rodman. And he said, whoever the second one is close. He said, who's the best defender? I said, Jordan. The second one is close. Not mad. But he said, who's the best shooter? It ain't even a question. But then I said Ray Allen, Reggie Miller. But he was like, it's Curry, right? Just not even close.
Yeah, I heard the bit. And okay. It was good. He kind of led you right to it. And, you know.
And it took him a while to figure out what I was getting at.
Oh, great.
He played along. Hey, he you, played man. Along for you for your man. Telegraph bit. But the bit
is a team
is,
player.
That's and all. You talked about shot making, too, which, and you didn't mention Kobe, because for me, Kobe is the greatest shot maker.
That's incredible.
Because you definitely delineated. It was a delineation sensation between shooter and shot maker.
Man.
And for me, the greatest shooter is Steph Curry, but the greatest shot maker is Kobe Bryant.
That's real. I'd say Steph's a better shot maker. I'd give Kobe a better shot taker.
No, but you're robbing Curry of improving his finishing abilities.
No.
Yeah, he's not Iverson or Kyrie, but he's closed that gap, man. That's being real.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about perimeter shot making. I would put Curry number one. If you put Kobe number one, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, Kobe's not a perimeter shot maker. He's a shot maker. He's a guy who can score in all three levels. Steph Curry is not as good in all three levels.
Don't rob him of the layup.
Steph?
Yeah, that's what he always says.
Don't rob him of the layup?
Yeah, don't rob him of the finishing. Oh, but he can finish.
No, he's added
finishing
to his game.
Yeah, but he can finish, but if he doesn't get the call, he's going to wind up in the fourth row with, you know, all his limbs akimbo in the camera well, and then we're going the other way 5-on-4. That would not happen to Kobe.
I'm trying to think of a big shot Kobe made that wasn't a jump shot.
Well, there's post-up shots.
Yeah, that mid-elbow.
Yeah, that was him all day. Like Durant did in the Olympics against
Serbia.
Exactly.
Fadeaway jumper.
Oh, man. He had it down like George.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember a big shot that wasn't a jumper. That's all. I got nothing to prove. I'm just...
I mean, what's the greatest Steph Curry shot at the rim you can remember? At the rim. Going to the rim. To the cup, Steiny. As you're trying to disparage Kobe.
I have one.
Right.
That one in the finals against the Cavs where he had LeBron on the wing and he carried it, but he went by him and then did the reverse. Remember, he carried it just a little. No, that was a great finish at the rim. Finished with a reverse. Yeah. Speaking of finishing, you want to get out of here, Gil?
Never. I could talk until
well,
3.
You can stay.
Kevin Durant, a better shot maker than Kobe.
That's a good one. That's fair.
Like, that doesn't get me mad. Like, that, I don't believe.
Kobe's great, but, I mean.
The shots he made, that hit me. I'm going to be in the car thinking about that.
When you put up as many shots as Kobe did, you're bound to make some of them.
Yeah.
But they were only shots, like. That he would could, take and make.
Right.
That's how he became Kobe.
Because he was greedy.
And I think that we remember Kobe's end of the career more than we do, like, the middle of his career, because no one has disparaged Kobe's end of the career more than me, as I should, because his last 2 years were two of the worst years in the history
Coming
of the association.
Coming off injury, though, Dibs.
Fine.
Okay.
Pass the ball.
All right.
But he chose not to.
Right.
He chose to shoot.
And we have a wonderful example of a player who knows how to age gracefully in Steph Curry, but we have a player in Kobe that just hangs on and selfish and at the expense of the team. You see what I'm saying, Goo?
No, the guts of a cat burglar.
Well, I don't know what that means.
He would shoot any
but,
shot.
I'll take Steph Curry over Kobe Bryant any day of the week. Are you saying you wouldn't? You're taking Kobe
Two
over
Two different
Steph?
Players. They're both in my top five.
You're so scared.
Yeah.
You're scared.
Well, and Steph is not yet to the Kobe portion of his career.
That's right.
By far.
That's right. We're going to have to wait a few more years before he gets selfish
and
puts himself above the team.
And you were the guy saying, oh, God, God forbid you give this guy $60 million a year. You want to change your tune now?
Oh, no. I never said that.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
That's exactly what you said. Oh, all you guys, you want to give Steph $60 million a year?
Oh.
Spell it out for us,
What's wrong with that?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to give him $60 million a year. And
Joe Lacob said, don't
penny.
Overthink it.
Yeah. You're on the anti-Steph side.
Please.
You know, please. Steph's the man.
I'm going to keep it real. I listen to the whole show. I spend my whole 10 to 2. Forget my baby. I listen to him, and I jot it down, and I jot it down, and I weaponize it.
That's all.
So coming up at the crossover, you have to come to heel right here.
There has been nobody in the Bay Area or beyond who has talked about Steph Curry more accurately than Matt Steinmetz.
Oh, boy.
And he's done most of it on 95.7, The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.